Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
So we're talking about how to invest in yourself. And this is so important because we invest in so many different people, so many different places, so many different relationships. Come on, how easy is it for us to invest in other people's dreams, help other people out and neglect our own self? Because you want to be a good person, you want to be a good friend, or you want to be a good parent when you're not even being a good person to you. So we are going to be talking about 7 ways to invest in yourself starting right now. Number one, mind your own business. That is metaphorically speaking and literally. If you have a business or you want to have a business, you want to focus completely on what you are doing and not your competition. Your focus should only be growth and expansion. You should be asking yourself these questions. How can I be more competitive in the market? How can I add more value to my customers? How can I scale my business so it works for me and I'm not working for it like a slave? A lot of people claim to be entrepreneurs, but all they are is self-employed. They may not be employed by an employer, but they are employed by their own business, okay? And they're still working for it. You want to get to a place where your business works for you. And metaphorically speaking, so many people spend so much time wasting time on things that are taking their time. Now, I'm not trying to rain on anyone's parade, but this is solely for people who are serious about investing in themselves, okay? Listen to me loud and clear. Things like Netflix are a luxury. They are a reward for the work you have done. It is a treat for when you finished working hard and not in place of working hard. People who say they don't have time or they are too busy and they can't actually tell me what they're busy doing is a liar. We all have the same 24 hours. It's only about time management. How do you manage the time you have? When you actually do an inventory on the amount of time you are spending, you will realize what the things are that are draining your time. Matter of fact, go on your phone right now and look at your screen time. That will tell you everything you need to know. Apps like Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter are designed to keep you hooked. They are designed to steal your time. How many times have you been on Instagram and you said to yourself, I'm only going to check it for 10 minutes, then a whole hour goes by? How? Because they are designed to keep you on there. The more you spend on there, the more ads they can show you and the more money they can make. Instagram is a business strategy, and I think a lot of people don't see they're behind the scenes, they don't see in front of the scenes. But the strategy of Instagram and all these social networking sites is to keep you hooked and to steal your time. And on Instagram, you're either a creator or you're a consumer, okay? So I spend a lot of time on my phone, but it's for business only. That's why a lot of my friends won't get a reply on WhatsApp. I'm on my phone, but I'm not on my phone like that. I'm not on my phone for social reasons. I'm on my phone for business. So if you want to invest in your future, you must stay focused in the present. Number two, how to invest in your future. Have a vision for your life. God loves you. God saved you. Now go out and be great. And I'm a firm believer that people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. It is important that you ask yourself these questions. Who do I want to be? Where do I want to be? Where do I want to live? How much money do I want to make? What kind of lifestyle do I want to live? What kind of change do I want to bring? Who do I want to help? This, ladies and gentlemen, is called vision, okay? It's not what you see with your eyes right now. It's what you want to see. It's what you're seeing in the future. And without vision, the people perish. You are nothing without vision. a vision for your life. So I'm a big believer in vision boards. I either make them online or I make them physically. And I've had a few vision board parties in real life. Number three, you've got to stay focused on your goals. Now, I don't know if you made New Year's resolutions this year, or maybe you made them 2 years ago. I believe they are still very much valid. Go back and repurpose them. You've got to bring them back to life. It's not too late. You're not too old. You're not too young. The market is not oversaturated. There is plenty of room for you to live out your dreams. Number four, how to invest in your future. Have a big enough why. Someone asked me on my Q&A on Instagram, what motivates you? And what motivates me is creating a better life for my mother, my grandmother, my future children, and myself. I also plan to die empty. I want to die having known that I fulfilled everything that God put in my hands to fulfill. I want to be an asset to this world. I want to know that when I'm gone, I left the world a better place than I found it. I want to do my part. And the truth is, if you don't have a strong enough why, you are living your life without meaning, and you're living your life without purpose. And your purpose is what motivates you every single day. Your purpose can't just be to be rich. It's not enough. It doesn't pull you enough. It does not engage you enough. You must attach a why to why you want what you want. Number five, stock market education. And if you've been searching for a sign that you need to invest in the stock market, consider this to be your sign. I always encourage people to start now rather than later. You're not too young and you're not too old to start today, because at the end of the day, time is money. Literally, it could be as easy as buying a book on it, taking a course on it, watching a YouTube video on it. Or if you are interested in how I've been winning on the stock market lately, drop me an email and I'll be happy to show you. And you may be thinking, I do not have time for it. I don't have time to learn it. I don't have time. And that's exactly what I thought. Or you can't afford it. Listen, you can't afford not to. But there is no good time to learn about investing. You just have to throw yourself in the deep end. Ultimately, you have to be disciplined enough to hold on to the money you earn. Because what does Auntie Breenie say? It's not how much money you earn, but it's how much money you keep. Okay? And I'm a huge saver, but I'm becoming an even better investor. Saving money does not make money. Investing money does make more money. And at the end of the day, scared money don't make no money. Number six, how to invest in your future. Add an extra source of income. The average person has one source of income, and that is usually your 9-to-5, your day job. Wealthy people, on the other hand, have over 10 sources of income. And I'm not saying go out and get 10. Okay, it's a process. But if you can add only one source of income to your job, it will just make you feel so much better. It will put you in boss mode. That's what I'm challenging you guys to do. Just add one more source of income to your earnings, so that ultimately you can make money whilst you're sleeping. The goal is no longer to have to work for money. The goal is to allow your money to work for you. Residual income. So find a way to add one more source of income to your income. Just the thought of having two will make you feel so much better and give you the motivation to actually make it win. Because it might not take off in the beginning, but just having it there, just knowing that you're building something, will give you the courage to keep on going. And number seven is to believe in yourself. And if you can't believe in yourself, believe in the God that believes in you. You have greatness within you. And if nobody has told you that lately, I'm telling you right now. You are really, really important. You are a pretty big deal. And you are someone's answered prayer. You being here is not an accident. It's not a coincidence. It is a miracle. You beat the odds. Do you know how much effort it took for your daddy's sperm to meet with your mummy's egg? A lot. Do you know how much it took for your mum to grow you in her belly for 9 months to bring you to full term? Do you know how many babies never made it out of the womb alive? Do you know how many children don't live past the age of 10? You are so special, and it's high time you believe it. I believe in you. And the best way for you to believe in yourself is to take a chance on yourself, to invest in yourself, to invest in your future. Do you know how many people are out here selling their future to buy their present? People want instant gratification. That's why the thought of investments is long. They want the money right now. They want the money like yesterday. They want the money ASAP Rocky. In the real world, it doesn't work like that. Don't let the entertainers fool you. You must have a bigger picture focus, and then you make the days in between count. Every day has to count, and every day you wake up, you vow to yourself to be better than you was yesterday, to work harder than you did yesterday, to do more than you did yesterday. So I am rooting for you. I believe in you, and you can achieve whatever you say you want to achieve.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.